The Fumbled Anthology presents Inversion, a Call of Cthulhu scenario written by Alex Gillott and Bud Baird, featuring Alex Green as Yves Toussaint.
As much as we enjoyed going to Azifungus last time, I don't think we need to make it a point of doing it every time, you know?
Emily Moxon as Dr. Amelia Taylor.
I can talk to you, but I need to talk to you from outside. You need to stay outside, and I will listen through the door. What do you need?
Jan Roger as Clark Blake.
Listen, Frenchman, we can't leave people behind. Not again, all right?
Liam Braid as Will Billy Baker.
So I'm just like pointing the scalpel at... I'm not actively trying to hit him, but pointing at Eve. I'm like, no, you step out of the room. You got what you came for, go.
And the Keeper of Arcane Lore is Alex Gilliot himself. Part 7, The Man and the Dog.
It's gotten eerily quiet now. You still hear sort of the vague sounds of the ambient noise of machinery and you know, fans and vents, you know, moving air around, but it's quiet as the last echoes of the pulse fade. But you're all still in the bathroom.
Crikey.
It's an emergency.
I was about to, but I don't want to ruin the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yves is just clutching his journal in his jacket, just keeping it safe. We must get out of here. This place is unnatural.
Well, is that it? Are we back?
What do you mean we're back?
We are still in this room. Are we back?
No. We are still in this facility. We're not back anywhere. No. We have to keep moving.
Well, you said we're back in time, so are we back in not time? No, back in the future, now? Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Okay, we need to come up with a plan.
The overhead lights are flickering.
Oh, so what about this wired man you're talking about? Where's he?
I don't know, but it seems like bad news. I don't know, I want to cross with his path again. Clark.
Yeah.
You seem like you have a plan here. We need to... I'm assuming the machine is on the bottom floor?
Yeah, you said you want us to go downstairs to find a key or something.
Yeah, we need to go find a key. It's somewhere. Sorry, let me just get my bearings as I try and recall.
Okay. Where do you try and literally recall where it is we need to go?
Dr. Taylor, how are you holding up?
I'm not even sure. I just know that we should probably go and get the keys. We've got one key. We need a second key. I think that's our only way to get out of this.
All right. So, well, we know the schedule. How long until the next pulse?
Can I do a physics roll to determine how long the next pulse will be?
I think you've already written them all down on the piece of paper, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't remember stuff. I've maths it. That's a 62 on a 90. Regular success.
Okay. It looks like it's close to 50 minutes. 50. Less now since it's already passed. So you figure you've probably spent at least a few minutes sort of recovering. But
I would say somewhere between 45 and 50 minutes.
We need to go down another level.
Okay.
To somewhere called Aiden, by my notes. Probably admin. We've got to be careful of the cable guy, wired man.
Well, it looks to things this whole floor is just computers and servers and shit.
And the generators, yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Who's got the gun? Maybe they can lead the way.
No. Did any of us bring a gun?
I have a gun, but it has no bullets in it.
Oh.
I have my taser.
The guy that I obliterated.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did upload a map to the inversion thread there, so you can kind of get okay. an idea of where
stairs,
you are at the moment.
The stairs. You can get down the stairs.
I believe there were stairs as we walked past. We can probably use those to get down.
I mean, there's probably a lot of records we're missing because we haven't gone into archived records yet.
Well, do you want to stand around and look at books, or do you want to stand around and get
no,
out
No, I mean, I don't. I'm just, yeah, pointing out that we haven't gone in there yet. We haven't gone in the meeting room yet.
That's I thought...
No, I don't think any of us have gone in the meeting room yet.
Well, do you want to have a...
There's a knock at the door. It's kind of a slow...
We're occupied.
Yes.
Someone's in here.
You just hear. American?
I think he wants you, Dr. Taylor.
Tell him there's a bathroom down the hall.
He's speaking with a very strong sort of Russian accent, but he's saying something like, help.
Clark's gonna open the door.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, Clark.
But like gently, and just make sure I've got braced against
it. I have my gun out.
A hand reaches and grabs the edge of the door, not in a forceful way. He's not like he's trying to force his way in, but a hand comes around, and you can see that the flesh on the fingers is sort of hanging, sagging off the bones, and there's almost like sort of a faint sort of bluish haze about it, as he sort of reaches around, and you can sort of feel a little warmth coming off the hand, like you can feel heat radiating from the hand.
Get the Geiger counter thing.
Can I peer through the crack and see?
Yeah, if you want. Who's getting the Geiger counter?
I think yeah. Eves has
it. I have it. I'll pull it out.
Okay.
I think Dr. Taylor's just a bit frozen at that point, so she's just waiting to see what's unfolding.
It begins going crazy. It's going...
Be careful, Clark. That thing is highly radioactive.
It's topping out.
No. Yeah, get this fucker out of here. I don't want to get radiated.
Help! Another hand comes around.
What can I see?
And you can see.
I can talk to you, but I need to talk to you from outside. You need to stay outside, and I will listen through the door. What do you need?
So looking out, you can see that the arm is covered at least partially by some sort of uniform, like a it's definitely a military sort of style to it. You catch the sight of a face, but the face is also kind of hanging, and you don't like the way the eyeball is sort of much lower on the cheek than it probably
No,
should.
I don't. No.
No, we don't like that.
We don't like that.
I don't think I do.
And it looks like the hands try to pull, but some of the skin is kind of staying behind as the hand pulls back, and it kind of stretches a bit on the as it begins to deglove slightly.
Wait, Clark, do you recognize him? Is it Anton or whatever the other guy's name was that I've forgotten?
I'm just gonna just turn around and just like, just holding back, throwing up.
If it is anyone you've ever seen before, they don't look like that anymore. But you don't think it's anyone?
It's not the wide dude though, right?
Oh no!
And
cool.
It's not any of the people that vanished.
No,
he
looks like he might have been a young man at some point.
Can you identify
just
yourself?
A soldier. I understand. He doesn't seem to understand a lot of English. It's like he's trying, but he doesn't quite get a lot. But you can feel this kind of gurgling as he pulls more, and a bit more of the skin sort of sloughs off the hand as he sort of tries to pull back.
Obviously, you didn't get your Dabunka Bunker merchandise back with the translator in it.
we have translators. If it's easier for you to speak Russian, please do. We'll work it out. Okay. Identify yourself.
He says his name is Dr. Leonov. And he says that the machine has opened again. She's loose.
Who is she?
My grandmother told me she would come, and she has come. She has come.
I'm gonna ask again.
And he lets go of the, he kind of lets go of the door, and you hear him kind of shuffling backwards slightly. She has come. And you hear him throw up.
I think at this stage I'll open the door, and I think I'm just gonna try and run.
Okay, you fling the door open, and you see a stain on the floor, but you don't see any sign of this guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
The hallway looks much like the inside of the bathroom in that the walls are sort of slightly more cracked and crumbled. There's rust on the pipes. The overhead fluorescent lights are flickering and buzzing. You know, it's almost like a haunted house now, in a way, like you'd expect to see in a funhouse almost sort of situation. But it doesn't feel like the same place that you came into or came out of.
Is he gone?
Yep. Yeah, he's disappeared like a ghost.
Can I see where he might have gone?
Yeah, give me a spot hidden.
Yay. Oh, that's right, my spot hidden's garbage. It's 42 out of 25, fail.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because the floor itself is so stained and discolored and just, you know, decayed, it's hard to kind of tell anything. If he could have stumbled away quickly, but you don't hear him or see any sign of that.
Did he vanish? He must have been like a ghost or something.
I don't know. I think we're just going to keep seeing weird shit after weird shit. Let's work out how to turn this fucking machine off so we can go home.
Yeah, alright. That sounds like a good plan.
I just remembered something else. Did you guys find a box of items?
Sure did.
Yes, but the glass that you can see through time.
Yeah, we did find that. And a folder that explained the project.
Okay. Okay.
But yes, we did get the...
That's right, yeah, you found the folder.
We found the alive disease goo, whatever it was.
I was going to read through that.
The little vial.
I was tasked with reading through that, so I guess I'll say, okay.
Let's just do it later.
Do it later, but I think we need...
Come on, mate. Well,
okay, we walk. Right. You walk, I read and walk.
Yeah.
Okay, we got this.
Do we need to roll for sanity again after seeing a dude... Are we good?
Not yet.
Oh, good. Good.
Oh, no, I've just embraced this now. Yeah. This is my life.
This is perfectly normal.
Yeah,
just a normal Tuesday night for Eve's still song, you know?
All right, let's fire this machine, eh?
I'll, lead the way. Take a right down the corridor until we get to the intersection. Mm-hmm. I will quickly look left and see if I can see any blue cable dude.
You don't.
Cool, I will quickly go right down, all the way down to the corridor, into the corridor, then take a right down to the woods, those stairs.
Towards which ones?
So basically we're just going around the active records.
Okay. You do see, now, this is something that you would have known, so I'll let you retcon that if you want, but
yeah.
all this darker sort of shaded area you see on the map, all that is a sign of fungal growth. That's where the fungus is growing.
Let's go to the other stairs.
Never mind, I will take out lift.
Now, just to be clear, you can get through it. It's not blocking the passage, but you have to sort of,
I don't want to touch that fungus. I'm going to use the other stairs.
I downright refuse, and I'm already taking it.
As much as we enjoyed going through the fungus last time, I don't think we need to make it a point of doing it every time, Okay.
Now, Game Liam assumes going down the safe stairs will lead us in the dangerous room, and going down the dangerous stairs will lead us into the safe room.
Don't matter. Come on. Let's
I'm already leading the way to the left. Billy Baker, towards the cable guy.
Billy Baker wants to go down the safe stairs.
Oh, I will tell everyone, hey, can we just move quickly and be quiet in case that the cable guy's there, or the wired man.
Billy, be quiet. No one wants to hear your thoughts right now. I'm trying to read.
just for the record, this is a big old folder, one of those three ring binders, but it's the kind that's like 4 inches thick, because it's all printed out on dot matrix paper, right? That's been three hole punched and stuffed in there, and it's not like a nice little leather bound book. It's big.
I'm just I think what Eves is doing is he's frantically opening pages at random, trying to find anything that might help. I think over the course of the last few hours, he's probably understanding a little bit of Russian. He's probably looking for keywords like inversion or project, something
right,
like that.
Right.
Shut down.
Yeah, I mean, you're having a little bit of trouble because all the text in it is reversed.
this doesn't make any... Oh, my goodness. Oh, jeez, this thing is in reverse.
Wait, hang on. Amelia, let me look at your eyes.
Why?
This is not the time for romance, come on!
Let me look into your eyes.
Okay.
The only thing is his penis.
Are they the right way around this time?
No.
They're not.
Correct.
Okay. But hang on, so before this last pulse, everything we were reading was the right way around, wasn't it?
Nope.
No, there were some things that were, and some things that weren't. For some reason, your phones still seem to be the correct way around.
Right.
As far as your apps go and that sort of thing, but there are other things more dramatic, even like the eyes and the side the zipper is on and those sort of things have changed. Okay. So you're not sure what the rhyme or reason is to it. You just know that some things are inverted and maybe it's still happening.
Amelia, your eyes are still the wrong way around. I was hoping with that last pulse they'd be back the right way and everything wouldn't be reversed anymore, but you still got your blue ones in the wrong eye.
Am I aware of this? So can I notice this about my, are we aware of the inversion? For ourselves?
I mean, he's talking about now that he's noticed it, so...
I hadn't mentioned the eyes to you, but we've all seen things written back to front, and...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess this will be the first you're hearing about your eyes being on the other side.
I grab a compact mirror from my handbag because I'm a bit unsettled. Just a bit.
Okay.
And I go in and I have a look and I'm like, shit. They are the... What the fuck?
Yeah, it looks really wrong to you.
Well, I didn't mention it before because maybe I just misremembered, but no, your blue one was definitely in the other eye when we first arrived.
Give me a power check as you look into the mirror.
Oh, God. Me or... Yeah, Amelia.
No, her.
Fail.
Dr. Amelia. Okay. So you look in the mirror and you're looking at your eyes, and as you sort of change your focus, there's someone looking over your shoulder, something dark, something shadowy. Also watching as you look into the mirror. I need a sanity check.
Yeah, I'm gonna scream at that point too, because that'll freak me out. Oh, that's a bad fail.
Go on, okay. Then, scream.
I scream and I jump. No.
Oh, jeez.
You have fantastic sound effects. Yeah, I'll leave it to you.
And I'm gonna say that you probably actually give me a dexterity check. See if you drop the mirror.
That's gonna be bad luck if you drop it.
Only just failed. It's like. It's a slight fail.
I need a dexterity roll to catch it.
I'll say you managed. I'll just have her make a luck roll to see if it breaks.
Yeah.
And you take 2 sanity, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm doing well. Fail.
Okay. Yeah. You hear a tinkle of glass as the mirror breaks.
Jeez.
Oh, you've done it now, Amelia.
Doctor, you okay?
What the fuck happened? What's wrong?
She is incoherent at this point. So she is looking around, trying to find whatever the hell that was in the mirror, and she can't see it.
But what you do see is, and this is part. Now, have you reached your 20% yet on your sanity loss?
I started at 50, and I'm now down to 44.
Okay, so not yet. So in that case, just give me an intelligence roll.
Mm-hmm. Fail. We're doing well this morning.
Okay. Yeah. No. So, as you turn around, you don't see anyone at first. You don't really see anyone, but you keep seeing something move in the corner of your eye. And you turn to look at that, and there's nothing there. And you turn again, and there's nothing there. But it's something almost perpetually, like, in your peripheral vision that's just there, a dark shape.
Amelia, what the fuck are you doing?
I can't. Where is... She's swiveling around, trying to find the shape that she can see out of the corner of her eye. I can see... Billy, can you see it? Billy! Where is it?
I can't see shit. What are you talking about?
Was it kind of like a man or just a dark shape in the mirror?
You didn't get any kind of sense of gender from it, but it was more just like a vaguely humanoid shadow.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Alright, we need to go downstairs. I'm just going to drive Amelia downstairs. Just grab her shoulders and start pushing it towards the stairs.
Yeah, you guys get to the stairs and make your way down. And at least in this flight of stairs, this is where they end. This is the bottom as far as this staircase goes. You see inverted on the wall, although your translators can still work. You just have to take an extra couple of steps to flip the image once you take the picture before translating. But you see that this is biology and chemistry labs, level 3.
Oh, the worst of the sciences. Like physics for children.
Wait, so we are on level 3 now?
Yes.
Are we?
Didn't you say there were 4? There's a 4th level, Clarky.
Yeah, there is, mate.
I think that is the
top. Don't know how to get down there.
I think that might be the top floor, perhaps.
Why would the 4th floor be the top floor?
Because
it'd be the bottom.
Russia is weird, you know? Probably the ground floor or something.
Well, everything is backwards, so maybe.
Maybe we just keep moving. You don't worry your little head about it, okay? Your brain already melted.
Terrifying, Alex. We did walk down the stairs, right?
Amelia, stop whipping your hair around. You get me in my eye.
I'll walk out into the corridor and try and have a look around for any maps, normal maps that we find.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the level is, at a glance, virtually identical to the one above, except for the labels, of course. Let me get you a You do find an evacuation map like the other levels you've seen. Let me get you a copy of that.
That's good.
How handy.
Amelia is muttering to herself while this is all happening and going, I think it was him. It was 21. I think it was him. Was it him?
What are you talking about?
She's not really listening to you. She's just muttering to herself.
Okay. How do I do your psychologist shit? What did you do to me? You told me to breathe. All right, Amelia, breathe. Breathe. Just breathe. Slow. Breathe. In. And out.
It's very shaky, but she kind of follows what you're asking her to do.
Right, look, I don't know how to do your job, so just the more you shut up, the better you'll be.
She shuts up.
It seems that it's the opposite of what psychologists do, you know? They tend to let you talk and shit. I don't think you understand.
I dropped the evacuation map in the thread. You see there are signs above the double doors on the left and the right in the hall. One goes to what looks like the medical lab, and the other the botany lab. And then the corridor continues on. There's a light. There's a red light about halfway down past the intersection, illuminating a sign further on that you can't quite make out.
So, Clarky, where was this key meant to be, do you know?
Yeah, it's on level 4.
Oh, well, this is level 3.
We cannot go.
Was there anything in that, this is Liam talking to my fellow players, was there anything in that initial recording that we heard that we needed to do in the labs? Do you guys remember?
That was a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to remember.
No, not really. We could have gone and talked to Leninov. Leninov
disappeared.
Well, he came and talked to us in the toilet.
Yeah, he disappeared.
Yeah. Either he or someone else had the key, but then we worked out that the key was with Mr. some Dabrowski fella.
Okay. Right.
On the level 4 admin.
I think looking at this map, there is another staircase in the middle of the block that goes down. So perhaps we aim for that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
I think we're all very panicked, so it makes sense for us to be like tunnel visioned into working out.
You're basically sort of huddled together just outside the doorway of the staircase, you know, trying to read this map under flickering fluorescent lights.
Is there a door behind us for the staircase?
Yes.
Is there any way I like it? Like, is there anything around that I can just try and like bar it?
It opens in toward the other way. You'd have to just maybe tie it off somehow. You could check one of the labs for some wire.
I'm not going to go through that thing as well if I could just stuff something in.
What do you think?
I'm still paranoid about this cable, dude.
I agree. We should.
Yeah, as much as I'm sure there's a lot of cool stuff in these labs, but I don't think I think we'd all just want to find the key, which is not here. So
yeah, let's beeline it.
Alright.
Is anyone hurt? Was anyone hurt?
Physically,
no.
I only lost 3 health, so no. All right.
I've lost like 2 health.
I'm sure there's lots of cool stuff, but I think we're going past the med labs. Yep.
Alright. So you are past the med labs. You see another sign on the, will be your right hand side, zoology lab. You see there's a pair of double doors with some windows in it, and you can see that there's a row of four examination tables, and one of them has something on one of the tables that's been dissected, maybe, but it's covered in kind of a translucent rubbery tarp. On the left hand side you see the red light is illuminating a doorway that leads to almost like an airlock. And it says biohazard storage. Just and the hallway continues on to another intersection.
Knowing how the University of Paris Sacre deals with biohazards, I don't think it's a good idea to be walking into that room. Not without the proper PPE.
Like, my only thought is maybe Amelia can learn something about that bit of goo that she picked up.
Have you seen Amelia lately? She does not look like she wants to learn anything except how to get out of here.
Yeah, that's the only thing. If we want to learn about that goo, that maybe that's where we need to go.
I'm so sorry to talk to you, Doctor, in the third person, but this person is being very rude. Amelia, Doctor, how are you holding up?
Just find the fucking keys. Find
it. Okay, we're going to find the keys. We're going to get out of here.
Is the dissected thing on the table through a door?
A pair of double doors, yeah.
I'm curious, but no, I'll follow along with everyone else.
Can I? Actually, yeah. Yves is gonna say, wait, I think I might be able to find a weapon in there or something that could help. Perhaps something sharp.
Where are you gonna go?
I'm gonna go into the room with the top.
The zoology lab.
I'm interested in looking for, like, some sort of large scalpel or something sharp that I can use to poke things with if they come at me.
Okay. Yes, are you going in just by yourself, or...?
No, I'll follow him in.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Come with me, yeah.
I want to peek under
the top. Yeah, as you go in, the place looks like it's been abandoned, but it looks like it was just left intact. You know, no one took anything. The subject under this sort of rubbery tarp, it's rubbery. It's almost like a latex sheet. That's over it. So it's kind of where the wet spots are kind of touching parts of it or making it darker. And you can't quite make out the shape underneath. But there are little work trays next to each one. And there's all manner of dissection tools, including some pretty rough looking instruments, including bone saws and larger scalpels and retractors and all sorts of, you know, the things you'd expect to see in a dissection lab, but for large animals.
I will drop my gun and pick up a bone saw.
Okay.
I might drop my stapler as well. Carrying a stapler.
Drop your stapler.
Yeah.
All right, well, Eves is ravaging across the desks looking for something. I'm going to do that thing where you, like, not pretending to not look interested and then, like, just slowly picking up a corner of the tarp and peeking under it. Mm.
So, Billy, what was your childhood dog's name?
Oh, no.
God.
You idiot.
Is this in my backstory?
No.
Let's go
But I know Billy probably had a childhood dog, so what was his
name? Let's go with one of the... it's probably an overused dog name. Let's go with Bailey.
So you peel it back and you see a bit of fur and a hint of a collar. And then as it peels back the rest of the way, you see the sort of wet matted fur of Bailey. One eye looking towards you.
Yeah, I suppose it's the same breed, and I check the collar.
Yeah, well, as you reach for the collar, you hear a slight whimper.
Yeah, that's right. I still just check the collar. At this point, I still think it's just the same breed.
Okay. It looks like the same color. It says Bailey on it, and it has on the back, sort of etched in there your home address at the time.
What the fuck?
If found, please Bailey? Call.
What the fuck did you? What?
Give me a sanity check.
Am I meant to know what happened to my childhood dog? I'm old now, so I probably just died. Okay, sanity. Fail.
Okay.
Got my bones already.
All right. You lose one sanity, and your skin kind of goes cold as you stare at this dog, and your hand shakes. And you hear a whimper.
What the hell did you? How'd you end up here? What the fuck?
Well, as you pull back a little bit further, you can see that it's been opened up, and its insides are sort of spread out across the table, as if being examined.
Guys, help! They've got my fucking dog.
The rest of you don't see any such thing. You just see he's standing there staring at the table. He hasn't touched it.
Guys, they've got my fucking dog. Help! Need to patch him up or something.
Billy, it's okay. I will deal with the dog. I think you should calm down.
Put that fucking bone sword down.
I'm not. Bone sword's to my side, and I'm like, it's okay. It's okay.
You better not hurt him.
The dog is in serious critical pain, Billy.
We need to fix it,
Billy. You know in your heart, the only way to fix it. Euthanasia is healthcare, Billy.
I pick up the sharpest thing I can find right next to me.
Okay.
Billy.
Billy,
you are losing your mind.
You pick up a scalpel.
Yeah, I pick up a scalpel. I'm insane, so I gotta react.
Billy.
So I'm just like pointing the scalpel at. I'm not actively trying to hit him, just pointing at Eves. I'm like,
sure.
Don't you fucking touch him.
Billy, I'm not going to touch the dog, but I'm going to need to step out of the room.
No, you step out of the room. You got what you came for? Go.
Okay. You can stay here with your dog. It is okay. And I'll slowly walk out of the room, one eye on Billy.
What do Amelia and Clark do? Clark, you're muted.
Yeah. Can we hear all this?
Oh yeah, you hear what's going on. You hear them talking. I assume you guys were paying attention to what they were doing and that sort of thing. You hear all of this for sure.
Billy, we need to go, mate.
I gestured at Clark, and I just sort of softly speak, Clark, Billy is gone. He has completely lost his mind. Yes. So has Dr. Taylor. We cannot accept these stragglers for any longer. We need to get out of here.
And we're stragglers.
Dr. Taylor at least has some use. She's very smart when she's not unstable, but this Billy guy, he is just a liability, Clark. We need to keep moving.
Listen, Frenchman, we can't leave people behind. Not again, alright? Let's just get them onto it.
The man is unstable. He attacked you, did he not?
It's very traumatic. I can sort of see why.
It's very traumatic, and the best thing we can do right now is to push forward and finish what we started. We will come back for him. He's not going anywhere. The man is crying over a dog that does not exist anymore. There's nothing more we can do for him. The only person who could possibly help him is looking at shadows. And I'm looking over at Amelia. She's like probably like shaking.
I would imagine at this point, Amelia is probably maybe trying not to look as much, but you could definitely pick up her eyes, occasionally like looking to the sides more than they do.
I think she's been better able to get a bit more control of herself and is breathing and trying to come back to the scenario that she's in. So she's going to grab Billy, well, not grab, but like gently touch Billy's arm and be like, I don't think there's anything we can do, Billy. We gotta go.
Before you do that, can I just quickly yell, be careful, he's got the scalpel. Before he swings around and gets you.
So Billy, what do you do?
I'm going to offer up a power roll, and if I pass, I'm going to realize that it's...
I think that's a sanity roll, actually. If you...
No, but this is like a mental health type.
You're asking
thing.
For sure.
If I pass, I'm like, yes, I know this dog needs to be euthanized.
If
I fail, I'm going to do something else.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. This is me deciding how to progress from here. Sure. I passed. All right. So now that I'm on my own, Billy starts crying. He's like, I'm sorry, Bailey. And then I stab the scalpel into the best place to euthanize it.
It's funny because when you turn back, you realize that the cover has fallen back into place. You don't remember putting it back, but you must have.
What?
And when you pull
Bailey, and I lift it up again.
What's that?
And I lift up the cover again.
And this time, you're not seeing. You don't see Bailey. You see this. It almost looks like a hairless sort of weasel of some kind, but it's big, and it's long, and it doesn't have a collar. It doesn't have any fur even. It's either it's been skinned or it just didn't have any skin naturally. If you've ever seen like a one of those hairless mole rats, but it's longer and skinnier. But it, again, it's big, like dog size. But it's Amelia, not Bailey.
Amelia, are you saying this?
Billy, I think it might be like my shadows. I don't know. But sweetie, we gotta go.
Well, can Amelia see it? Or is it just me still?
Can I see it? I don't actually, TJ Mallet, I don't even want to look. I don't want to know. In character, she's like, we just gotta go.
Eves, yep. No,
Emily's
Eves,
curious. What, Amelia's like,
Eves, I need to know if you can see this, or if it's just me, or I'm losing my fucking mind.
Billy, we're burning time here.
Billy, it's not probably real. Probably
spent 5 minutes. We need to go.
Is the creature alive?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll just back out of the room then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop Billy on his way out. I'll be like, Billy.
Sorry, Eves. I don't think it was my dog. Anyway.
Billy, can I have that scalpel, please?
I think we all need a weapon, don't we?
Well,
not everyone.
We'll protect you, Billy. Just pass the scalpel over.
What happens if I need to protect myself?
We'll give you something then, Billy.
What if you're eaten by a giant weasel?
Then you can.
For fuck's sake, argue about your boy sticks later. Let's go. Key. Remember? Key.
Yeah, I'm very aware of the key. But, Billy, all right, I'm just nervous about you having that weapon. All right?
I give him the bloody scalpel. All right. Let's go.
Hey.
Literally. Hey.
All right.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
So you guys begin, again, you go back to walking down the corridor, past the zoology lab, past the biohazard storage. Are you heading for those middle stairs?
Yeah, the middle stairs. They look like the most obvious way to go downstairs.
Yeah.
It's the downward.
So you turn to the left at the end. Yep. You vaguely note signs for organic chemistry and inorganic chemistry. And you head down that way, and you see the sign for security station, which is where those stairs would be located. Up ahead, you see the area open up into what looks like it might have been some kind of break area. You see some round tables with chairs, and there's a lot of fungus sort of growing in the far end of the of this area, but you can just make out what look like they might have been vending machines of some kind.
Oh, that reminds me, I'm gonna pull out like some of the sodas and pass them around for everyone to have some drink and open another bag of crisps.
You're Australian, mate. You call them chips, all right?
All right, chips.
Eves, well, what kind of soda is it? Is it like some weird Russian brand Coke?
Oh, no. It's from the American ones, so I'm guessing it's going to be like whatever popular American ones. It's probably like
Mountain Dew. So like Eves, Eves takes a can of Mountain Dew, and he's like, ah, fuck it. Rips it open with his bone saw, and then just gulls it. Throws his head away.
It opens fine. It is completely flat though.
Yeah.
There was no hiss when it opened. Nothing. Oh, okay. It's just completely flat. Yeah. But it tastes vaguely like Mountain Dew. There's kind of a weird metallic taste to it. But
Eves has never had soft drink
refreshing
in his adult life. Like not since he was a kid.
So it tastes exactly like a Mountain Dew. Yeah.
This is him. Like he's off the edge now. He's like doesn't give a fuck anymore. He's like soft drink. Okay.
I drink soda now. I'm out of control.
I remember it was fizzier back when I was a child. It was much fizzier. Okay, let's move. And I've got my bone saw now, so I'm leading the way.
Nice. Yeah, so you reach the stairs, or reach the double doors, I should say, that lead to the security station. Let's see. yeah, the outer doors are labeled restricted, but they don't appear to be locked at the moment. Just beyond is the security station itself, which is it has like a little guard desk, a couple of chairs, things like that. There's an exploded remains in the corner that you've seen all over the place now and have become sort of numb to it. You do notice that amongst the remains is a pistol sort of tossed to the side and an AK-47 propped up against the wall.
Oh.
I'll take the AK-47, eh?
No, I'm...
Go away.
This has been the Fumbled Anthology. New episodes are released every Sunday. And for more information, please check out our website, fumbledanthology.com, or seek us out on the social media of your choice. See you next week.